And we're back here at All Action Sports Radio. We are in our motocross section with Jason Weingand. He is the Racer X online editor who also hosts the TV broadcast of Lucas Oil AMA Motocross and the GNCC series, the largest and one of the most prestigious off-road racing series in the U.S. And he is here with us now on All Action Sports Radio. Jason, hanging in Thunder Valley, Colorado for stop number 3 on the motocross trail.
Yeah, it's one of the most unique races we have because of the elevation. I think the track is at 6,000 feet, so that changes everything. Probably more in this sport than most because you have bikes that run worse, and the riders obviously have to be fit, and that's going to sap their energy. So pretty different type of event for sure.
Now, you just cut me off at the pass. Those were exactly the questions I was going to drop on you. The bikes run
nice. You told me you have good questions this week, so I guess that means you were right. It's such a good question. I had to run for it.
You caught me right at the pass. All right, let's talk about the contenders for Colorado. With the higher elevation, is the bikes run slower? Who does that favor?
What it actually favors is the teams that have the most experience dealing with it. Everybody's down the same, so I don't think it's going to have a huge impact as far as the impact is the same on every bike. However, it starts leading to other problems. There's been problems with bikes not even finishing races or breaking because they're under such a strain and they run hotter because they don't have as much oxygen, et cetera, et cetera. So it really comes down to the teams that have it figured out best. And in the 250 class this year, it's been dominated by Yamaha so far. They have an all-new bike. They've never raced it at this kind of elevation, mm-hmm. at this level. So it at least opens the door for something new.
Now, this is also where conditioning comes in. Who is the most fit, and do you see them having an edge this weekend?
Yeah, it does have a big difference. I think the most important thing is to just keep your cool out there. If you go too hard and go over the limit, it's harder to recover. You can't, back it down to 98% for a lap and get your wind back. I don't know. I haven't ever put these guys on a treadmill and watched their VO2 max to know who's in the best shape out of the group. They're all pretty darn good. But I would say, in general, KTM usually has bikes dialed in pretty well here. Ryan Dungey's always in good shape. He's somewhat robotic, so maybe he's less affected by the altitude than everybody else. He seems to be dialed in when the conditions are weird.
So, and different conditions like this, you just don't see anyone just having a standout edge because of their conditioning and just the way they approach races. You mentioned Ryan Dungey, but sometimes in basketball and football, sometimes the more fit team, the more fit player, everybody talks about having the edge.
But you have to remember in this sport, fitness is huge every week. So everyone is coming in here pretty darn close. I mean, now you're down to, everybody has a ridiculous training program at the mm-hmm. top level, which means that now you're really dealing with small variances. It's maybe a guy's 1% or 2% stronger than anyone else. There might have been years in the past where it was obvious that one guy was in better shape than everyone else. But to say that Roczen isn't in good shape or Dungey isn't in good shape, they're both tip-top. So trying to pick a difference in these conditions is tough. I do think, though, I would probably shade a little bit more toward Dungey in that situation just because he's raced here more and he's raced in the class more. And I don't think anyone's in better shape than him. They might just be able to match him at best.
All right, let's talk real quick about Nate Adams. He's out for the X Games, had a series of concussions, and, some follow-up tests determined that he wasn't fit to ride for health reasons. Is that regulated in motocross concussions the way the NFL and the NBA do with riders? Do they monitor their injuries and concussions?
Yes, concussions are monitored on the supercross and motocross side. X Games, obviously, a little bit different. I think if Nate were to crash, what is difficult in X Games situation is he's crashed preparing for X Games. It wasn't at the X Games. If you were to crash, say, practicing at the event, the day of the event, and you had a concussion, I would believe the medics there would probably not let him ride. But, I mean, he could have just hidden this from everybody and showed up. The X Games organizers wouldn't even have known because mm-hmm. he did it on his own months earlier. So good for him to be proactive for his own safety and take himself out. He probably could have just lied, but good thing he doesn't. On the racing side, if you get a concussion in a race, they know about it, and they're not going to let you race, so you pass the test.
Oh, nice. Mike Alessi, he won his debut in Canada. What does that send shockwaves through the world? Did anybody care that he won his Canadian debut?
Nope, does not send any shockwaves which is the whole fear of this plan they have, I don't feel like there's any buzz about it. People aren't really going that crazy. I think people kind of expect him to be up there, or maybe even expected him to win, so him winning isn't a huge shock. The series doesn't get an unbelievable amount of coverage, so their little end-around of, we're going to win up there, and maybe that'll help us more than winning here, I don't see how that's working.
Real quick, I got about a little over 30 seconds. Jeremy Martin, I mean, he is the real deal. I mean, 20 seconds, beating the field, you know, 2 weeks in a row. Who does he remind you of, in your expert opinion, looking back at the Carmichaels and the Stewarts and the Villopotos? Does he remind you of anybody, you know, coming out and dominating so quickly?
First, I just want to say it's one of the most unexpected, crazy, ridiculous things I've seen in a long time that he's going this good all of a sudden. But I don't think he's quite as dominant as James Stewart was when he was in the class as far as the edge on speed. He's got a big edge, but Stewart was even crazier. But I'd put him right there with Villopoto or Carmichael in what they've been able to do. Now, those guys did it for 3 years in this class. He's done it 2 weeks. But it's really, really, really impressive nonetheless.
Nice, nice. Jason, thank you so much for being a part of our show this week. And I want to remind all of our listeners, or you can remind them, Jason, about you can go to at Pro Motocross or go to promotocross.com. That's where everyone can watch the motos if you're confused about TV and where to watch it. But you can always catch it at promotocross.com with Jason Weingart.
Yep, we got the live motos on there, or you can watch us Mav TV for the first motos, NBC Sports Network for the second motos, or just go to the website and watch it there. Whichever you want, we got you covered.
All right, perfect. All right, we'll talk to you next week. Thanks, Jason.
Thanks, boys.
All right, coming up, we have Jeremy Twitch Stenberg here on All Action Sports Radio.